Blog Talk Radio.
Mango only pawn in game of life.
Don't take his human flesh.
Holy shit!
Don't want a lot for Christmas. More than you could ever know.
You piece of shit.
Make my wish come true.
What the fuck?
All I want.
Do you feel like Wolf Bob Rock Manners? Get Fred's boots,
pull the string.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Ha-ha! That's Big Mamu!
Possum Hour?
Status report. Impulse and warp engines operative. Transporter and communications under repair. Hard about, helmsman. Course 32 degrees mark 10. Deflectors at full power. Ready on main phaser banks.
Aye, aye.
The following program is brought to you in living color on Grenache.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through, but I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding.
That's me. One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Peter, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in Africa...
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in
hooray
Africa...
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived... Hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Hello, live! From coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme. Ladies and gentlemen, we already blew up Christmas cake. You said you were feeding the cat. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great, fortnight, something like that, and that your life ahead is full of all kind of promise in that. Don't worry, cake, we can blow it up again. We got all night. Speaking of, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Champagne Dreams and Rot Gut Reality. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Beer Battered Shrimp, the Church of, therefore, to wit. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home with the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10. Tonight, maybe tonight only, I don't know. It's Possum Hour! Woohoo! Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's All-Star Celebrity Sorry. Remember that game? The pop-top thing, the dice thing, and a sorry. All-Star Celebrity. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribbling as guest, noted note-taker, Prescott V. Gimflapper, owner of the world's largest Post-it note collection. That's a coincidence. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster pledges allegiance to no man. Then on Friday Night Possum somewhere. I don't even know. It's been so long. My apple cheeks. I gotta scroll here. All right. Oh yeah. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
I was on heroin.
It was oxys for me.
I used crack cocaine.
I used to be a heroin addict. Now I'm a methadone addict. I'm into leather.
Every hour, 13 people die from drug or alcohol. Don't kid yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Addiction is an epidemic. We all know what happens when you don't deal with addiction.
Bullshit.
Someone dies. Or even worse,
bullshit.
Hurt others.
Bullshit.
Addiction is a disease.
You're such a disease.
Shut up.
We are the Addiction Network.
Fuck you.
And if you've been trying to quit your addiction to drugs or alcohol without any luck, then you need to call the number on your screen now.
BR549.
We'll connect you with someone who's been where you are.
faggot!
You can't beat addiction on your own.
Man.
So make the call now.
Fuck you!
The call is free.
Bullshit.
The consultation is free.
Bullshit.
And the referral is free.
Bullshit.
If you have private insurance, your treatment could be covered with no out-of-pocket cost.
Bullshit.
So call the Addiction
yeah.
Network now. Get the help you need.
I wish my family had insurance. I could have got the best help available.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ. And his Gumby.
Hour
says,
suck it!
And time! Woo! I needed a woo-woo out of that, babe.
It's not fried. It's shake and bake. And I'll help.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, here we
is
go.
This a great country or what?
Yeah! You got that right.
You always fancied yourself faster than me. Draw, you damn tin horn.
That one never got legs, man, for some reason. What are you going to do? It's too late now.
Oh, it's good to have a possum.
I know, man. How cool is this?
Uh-huh.
It's like a Christmas miracle.
That's right. And it's our last battle on the war on Christmas. There you go.
Our last, I mean, the war on Christmas.
Yeah.
The war
battle.
On Christmas? Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I should have loaded up some more Christmas shit, but eh. I didn't think we were going to have another show after the last
neither
two.
Neither did I. Neither did I, to tell you the truth.
I thought, well.
I'm sure everyone.
I said, oh, whoa. I got some Christmas to blow up. I do.
Okay.
You want to fucking blow up some Christmas?
Sure, blow it up.
nothing to say. Ooh! We don't dig a square. Long hair music ain't nowhere. Where cats goose just like the bear. Make it crack, ain't get nowhere. Dig, Jim, you ain't dumb as you look. Way out, man. You on, Jack. I'm gone.
I like it. I think Tourette's guy goes well with all the Christmas carols, man. They should put him in all of them.
Deedly doodly doodly. What if I could, you know what, I'm going to minimize my screen here. Oh, God. Throw caution to the wind here. Firing up the possum computer. See if I can find some more blowing up of Christmas.
Blow the dust off of those files.
All right. Blow up. And I'll just let that work its magic for a while.
There you go.
See what we get. So how you been, pal?
Not bad, not bad.
Good. All right, busy. Busy
AF.
Okay,
all right. There you go. It's your season, right?
It's one of them, yeah. I got the Christmas. This year, October was nuts. And usually, like, one of the summer months will be ridiculous. For 4 months, you get pounded, and the rest of the year, you just kind of skate.
There you go.
So, was it Thursday? Thursday, I had a triple header.
Oh.
Don't do that too often these days.
Oh, okay.
But this one was cool as fuck.
That's got to be tough to time, right?
Well, that was the beauty of it, man. It just fell in my lap, man. I 20 minutes away, 10 to 2, 20 minutes away from that. No, I'm sorry, 10 to noon. 20 minutes away from that was 2 to 4, and 20 minutes away from that was 5 to 7. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And in between the first two, I was able to go home and take a poop.
That worked out.
I know. The whole first gig, I'm sitting there going, man, I could really use another poop, man. And I'm looking at the clock, you know, doing the logistics in my head. I'm like, hey, we're going home and we're taking a poop, man.
There you go. Squeeze that in. Squeeze that in to squeeze out.
Squeeze it out,
yeah.
And that's our poop story for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Boy. What else? The one was a two-parter. It was like the morning shift and the afternoon shift at this factory.
Okay.
And after some questioning, I still don't understand what the fuck they did there. some sort of food service. And from what I understand, they prepare food, like make subs and stuff. Package them? I guess.
Okay, that could be it. Sell it to
it is this fucking huge place, man.
Oh, shit.
My God. We're talking a lot of subs.
Sell it to convenience stores, right? They probably
it
do
must
that.
Be, yeah.
Package it. Yeah.
Must be. They must have all the convenience stores in fucking Ohio, man. I mean, or a good deal of it.
Yeah.
But they were all, they were all, you call your all the people that Bobo wants to deport. they had darker skin than me, and they spoke other languages. Oh my God! This one gal. I don't know where she was from. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, somewhere. I think Pacific Island somewhere. Oh my God.
Exotic looking, huh?
Wah, 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 wah. And she had her hair pulled up. She pulls it down. She's got this fucking Raquel Welch mane on her.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
I'm like, I'm not. I said, she was asking the gal for a full-time job, you know, the boss. Yeah. Overheard him. I said, you ought to be a model.
Yeah, Jesus.
And she goes, what, do you think I'm pretty? I'm like, no, you're fucking gorgeous.
You didn't get a chance to draw her, though, right?
No, I drew her, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she liked it.
No? Which proves that she's good looking.
Oh, she is super babe. Super babe. Oh, then this other
characters.
This other gal was interesting. She's talking. She was talking to a bunch of people in another language. I'm not. Might have been Somali. I don't know. And she says, but she spoke very, very good English. And I asked her. I said, English is your second language, right? She goes, yes, yes. And I said, well, before you learned English, did it sound like we were talking really fast when we were using English? She goes, yes, it did. I'm like, see, there you go. I knew it.
That's just what they sound like to us.
Yeah, we sound the same way to them. Like, you know. So.
I think you've got to be very intelligent to learn English as a second language. I mean, with all the hominids we have, it's got to be confusion as all hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she spoke, I mean, English could have been her first language. She just spoke so well.
She was that well? All right, good, cool.
Anyway, that was fun.
Sounds like you had a good time.
It's a good day, man. I like a busy day that's not killing me, man. Didn't kill me.
It helps time fly.
Yeah. Indeed. I had a nice party Saturday night. That was rich people.
Ooh,
out in the middle of nowhere. You know, built a big hacienda.
Any of these places feed you?
I never eat anymore, man.
Yeah?
No. I mean, in the old days, I'd always take a free meal, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I pass out after I eat or get a bellyache or something. You know, it's just like, only when I get home.
There you go.
Sometimes I'll take one.
Plus, you got the poop sneaking up on you.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to have to poop when you're off home base.
You're not always that close to home. That just works out.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth. Good times. Man, I think we're all going to miss this, man. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
It sucks. I'll never get away with this again. Can't fit. Nagadah.
So we'll try again next week. When's it supposed to stop? The beginning of the year? The end of January?
Well, that's why I was kind of nonplussed the last 2 weeks. They tapped me for the fee for this month.
Oh, okay.
So I'll know beginning of next month whether they're tapping a fee or just keeping it open so you can download shit. But I think, what'd they say, January 31st is the end of the line.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the beginning of January. Okay.
Jack Lemmon, a caricaturist in one of his movies. No, but he was a cartoonist in How to Murder Your Wife.
Yes.
One of
great movie.
Fundamental movies of my life.
Uh-huh.
And Bob Hope was a cartoonist in That Certain Feeling.
I don't know if I've seen that.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah, okay.
Can't remember the gal... Who's the mom, but who he seduces, but her... Is it her son? Is Beaver Cleaver.
Oh, okay.
Like, real little Beaver Cleaver.
Jack was also a cartoonist in the War Between Men and Women, where he played Jules Pfeiffer.
I don't think I've seen that.
No. Yep.
I assume it was written by Jules Pfeiffer then.
I don't know. It probably was. They had to use a different name. He didn't go by that name.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was
I met him.
At the end, and he had to draw his comic strips real big. The size of his whole house, he had to draw these comics.
No way.
Remember, Jules started to lose his eyesight.
I got to see that.
Yeah.
Well, he was more renowned of a writer than a...
Yeah.
Drawer.
He had a pretty good scribble style. I kind of like this drawing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
He wrote Popeye, the movie.
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I told you I met him, right?
Yes, he did a while back. Yeah, that's nice. I thought we don't talk about him as much as you do to Tim.
Well, it was cool as fuck, man. It was like being I got anointed, man. Anointing 90.
Okay.
Yeah. Went down to the Thurber house. I was working for the paper that was sponsoring his visit to the Thurber house. So I was kind of like in there, you know.
Oh, sweet.
I'm the dude. So I go in and I, you know, but I'm still a fanboy. So I like showed him a little book of my shit.
Okay.
He flipped through it. He pointed at one and he goes... And he just kind of looked at me and nodded, like, gave me the, you know, yeah, that's a good one. So, anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. Every time I see that cartoon, I think, that's the one that Pfeiffer said gave us the dope, you know. All right. I posted it on Facebook not long ago.
Okay.
Colin Powell died. Colin Powell. Oh. Here we go. This is what I'm looking for. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ah.
Possum Lounge.
Yes.
Lounge. How to Murder Your Wife, man. Classic
great
shit.
Great movie. Great flick.
We're Between Men and Women. Peter Wilson's sarcastic, nearsighted cartoonist, author, and swinging bachelor living in Manhattan. He detests women, dogs, and children. Why the fuck have I never seen this? Thank you, Apple Cheeks. Why the fuck have I never seen this?
We talked about this a long time ago.
Well, you know I did.
Right after I seen it. Yeah.
Son of a gun. All right, that's going on the list. That's a mandatory. we don't have time for this. We have time for the roll call. Applecheeks Alice, a.k.a. Yoko
Rita.
Ono, is in the house. Hello, this is Yoko. I love you.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Imagine that screaming at you.
Oh, Lord. That's that thing on the rock and roll circus. And they have, like, The Who and the Jethro Tull and John Lennon and Eric Clapton. And then Yoko comes up and goes, go be Yoko! Wow. Like, what the fuck, man? That's how much swag John Lennon had. Because nobody's going to go, God damn, what the fuck? This is John Lennon's old lady, man.
Yep, exactly.
Sheesh. And then this guy, they have a guy playing the fiddle with her. And he's going away. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yoko Ono is not talented.
No.
Horseshit. Horseshit artist.
Uh-huh.
He's one step above the guy that duct taped the banana to the wall. Horseshit. I call horseshit. Uh-huh. I work for a living, man. Fuck that shit. Thank you for coming, Applecheeks. Don't worry. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
It'll be a show. It won't be a show soon, but it isn't. Ever had been. Wow, that's like almost perfect. We'll give her perfect attendance. Fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah.
you miss one or two, you get a couple on the cuff, you know. Probably had a doctor's excuse and everything else, Epstein's mother. No problem. Perfect attendance. Gold star. Huge,
oh, yeah.
huge gold star. Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, a 98% 99 cake.
Yep.
We're talking hundreds of shows. You haven't even missed a handful. So, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, darling. Here's the thing, man. You tune in every week, and your name's on there. When I'm putting a show together, I've got you in mind, you know. I think about Cake. I think about Apple Cheeks. I think about Hope. Our old pal Hope. There is.
Hope. Other people's eyes.
The ambassador to Missouri.
Yes.
And, I got to mention Ford Prefect. A good
pal. Oh, yeah.
Huge part of the show over the years. Especially the last decade. This show's had kind of, you know, periods.
Yeah, yeah.
Sections. Anyway, thanks for coming, guys. Yeah, and I do a great job. I don't really... Apple Cheeks.
That you do. The pastor has spoken.
Tell you who does a great job is my pal over here. Since the minister of finance and parking.
Good to be here.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to have a show.
Yeah, really, man. I don't have the most recent one. Where is it? Anyways, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'll figure something out. Oh, well. I was going to say, you're hovering above in your pre-pandemic pedal-powered polyester flying Duesenberg. That's not as good.
Anyway, I like it.
I can't find the other one. Anyhow,
it
gang.
It sums it up.
Oh, shit. I wonder what the cue is. It's only... Oh, that's the fucking blow-up. Okay, we're going to play the cue, and then we'll figure out a blow-up of Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas.
Open up some Christmas.
All over again. Alrighty. Well, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge. With your super host, Captain Jack.
Break the clouds until they burst on the city, you and I. could talk about the weather or the price of London rent. I'm sick and tired of being dry, so let's get wet. It's raining. It's pouring. It's raining.
You hit the wrong cue there. You caught that. I heard the chuckle. Like, what the fuck is this?
Love that song.
My nose is running again, man. Well, you better go catch it.
In and out of the cold, are you? That's what mine always runs.
Kind of. My how kind of cold. I guess who's bunking over the holiday?
Paul.
Good old Paul, he's over here.
Good old Paulie, all right.
He's over on the couch.
He's on
the couch right now, sleeping.
There you go.
I leave the front blind up so he can see that, wait for the kids to come back and get him. And then he's cool, you know, it's like, okay, as long as I know. Kids is coming back. Good.
There you go.
Wally boy. That's nice. I got a little doggy for Christmas action there.
There you go.
And I got this gig coming up Saturday. And I humorously call it the wedding from hell. But
okay.
I mean, I'm sure this lady's a wonderful lady, this bride, and she asked me to do her thing, and I says, yeah.
Yeah.
She says, we're thinking maybe two artists. I said, yeah, sure, I can get another dude. It's like this other guy, right?
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, I get an email from this party planner who's, like, taking over business. And this is, like, back in January, right?
Yeah.
I've been emailing negotiations on this job for 12 months. And it's getting like, you know, getting to the point where like, holy shit. I mean, like, dumb shit. Like, she started out, like, okay, well, we want you both to be there for like 1 hour.
1 hour?
I'm like, dude.
Jesus. Yeah, 1 hour.
Don't bother, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Two guys, 1 hour?
So, anyway, it went through all this shit. So, I'm at the point now where I'm like, no matter what I do, they're not going to like it. Because, I'm a neurotic.
What's the event?
It's a wedding.
Oh, a wedding. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
A real fancy place downtown. So, I'm like total anxiety over it. I'm, like, even thinking of, like, going out and buying a haircut at a barber shop or something. Because I'm afraid to wear my hat. You're like, oh, he's wearing a hat. You know, I don't know. It's just... They're asking me to wear a white shirt and all this stuff, you know. I'm like, dude, I don't wear a white shirt.
Jesus.
I got a black marker in my hand.
yeah.
That's why I wear a black shirt. I mean, do the math on that. But that's the last gig of the year. And after that,
okay, good.
What was that it for the notes? I guess it was, man. Oh no, this shit. I guess we probably could have done this for the news. Did you see that story last week out of France?
No.
Some lady's husband.
Yeah.
I guess probably online, sold her, prostituted her.
Oh.
And he would drug her and videotape these dudes raping her while she's asleep.
Jesus Christ.
They convicted they convicted 51 dudes.
Oh.
51 ass fucks, assholes.
Jesus
raped
Christ.
Can you imagine this?
Wow.
Is
it one major gangbang or is this over a period of time?
No, it was like over a period of 10 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
She didn't know anything. She had to pick up with something.
Well, I guess she finally did because she sued him in court. But, you know, they said they showed every video. All 51 fucking dudes had a video, and there she is snoring away.
Oh man.
Man. Wow. That's the craziest things you hear when you, like, look outside the boundaries of Bobo World. You know, going on the rest of the planet.
Holy shit.
Why that blew my mind,
ladies?
Man.
Yeah.
And she, God bless her, man. She could have kept her name out of the papers and everything, but she wanted to be public and say, look, you know.
Yep, good for her. Yeah.
This ain't good. You can't be doing this shit. That's some wild, wacky
that's
shit.
That's nuts.
Not funny, but.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to get funny stuff for this show. No wonder this show failed. Talk about 51 rapes. Jeez. And every single one in court, on tape. Roll the videotape.
And she's snoring away.
Snoring away. Oh, boy. Okay. So we got scrolling around too fast. Where do we go here? It's time, once again, for AI. Yeah. Tonight, we don't rape anyone. Which is very nice.
Keep it in France.
Yeah, but it's still quite dirty. It's, what do you call, Xmas-themed?
Okay.
Oh, I did upload a blow-up. There it is. All right, cool. I got two more, I think, for Christmas. Anyhow,
okay.
This is a Christmas-themed thing as soon as I find it.
All right.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
It's a Christmas pussy just for you. Trimmed and groomed, looking snazzy too. The only question is what'd you get for me? 'Cause mama said never give pussy away for free.
Christmas pussy.
Ooh, ha, ha.
Christmas pussy.
Fa, la, la, la. It's a Christmas pussy just for you. And if you stroke it, it will purr too. It's sleek and clean and topped with a bow. But when you try to touch it, make sure to take it slow.
Christmas pussy.
Ooh, ha, ha.
Christmas pussy.
Fa, la, la, la. Pussy is the talk of the town. Everybody's calling when they know that I'm around. Some gals bake and some gals dance, but when I bust out the pussy, no one else can stand a chance.
Christmas pussy.
Ooh, ha, ha.
Christmas pussy.
Fa, la, la, la.
I'm having chest pain.
Absolutely, man. Wow. Yeah. I realized after I started that how inappropriate it was after talking about
Yeah.
Rape and all.
A tie-in that we really didn't want to tie in.
But that lady with the Christmas boontage, she was consenting adult and not snoring.
Yeah. There you
not
go.
Not snoring.
Yeah. She was wide awake. she wasn't Cosby.
Hey, man, you know, it's always better when you don't plan these shows. It really is. It really fucking is. Beauty. Alrighty. You want to blow something up and then spin the wheel?
That sounds good to me.
Oh, I can't see.
What's the matter?
I got my eyes shut. Oh, they're open. Go! Oh, oh!
Well, the weather outside is frightful.
Come on, Paul.
But the fire is so delightful.
Oh, fuck, say it!
And since we've no place to go,
I kill myself to it, but last thing was calm.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Absolutely. That was Rod Stewart with Let It Snow. Let It Snow.
Oh.
Fuck you, Rod. You got a goddamn chauffeur. You get stuck in...
Exactly.
You get stuck in the snow, some stooge digs you out. You know?
The guy doesn't even come out of his mansion in the wintertime.
He ain't shoveling his driveway. Get out of here, you big-nosed, ugly goon. He never could sing anyway.
Yep.
Got more tail than I ever did, though, I'll tell you that.
Choking all that jizz.
And, you know, he got so famous. Like, I think you get so famous, you don't care if it's a gal or a guy. You just fuck it. You know?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Just go at it, man. Weird, man. I never got that rich. I just dig chick. Yeah. All right, speaking of which, Kradishman Kadishnish. It's also been about six beers. But it's a Christmas tradition here on Possum Hour to assault your eardrums.
All right.
The one, the only,
Jimmy.
Grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. That's my hometown. Oh, but it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's French fries.
You should have put that at the end of your French wife story.
That is kind of a Cosby thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But he wouldn't do that to his good wife. He'd do that to just about any other woman that I was wrecking.
There you go.
Hey, man, right before the show, I was looking at the YouTube.
Yeah, what?
And they got the monkey's head is on there right now. So
the monkey's head?
Yeah, the head. Head.
Oh, head. Head. Oh, okay, yeah.
Head
yeah.
by the monkey. So yep. if you need to look at head.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, every time I go back and look at that, I'm always disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have seen it a thousand times. I love it every time.
I don't know.
The green fuzzy thing. I like the whole green fuzzy thing when they're in the bathroom. Written by Jack Nicholson.
Yes. Yes. The interesting part. What's up, Paul? Paulie's here.
Hey, Paulie. Hey.
Need to go out, buddy? Well, we could talk current events. You see, Uncle Bobo was kind of like hinting that he wanted to take over the Panama Canal.
No.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He made some.
I'm staying away from the news.
Yeah, he made a speech to the I don't know what they're called, the Hitler Youth or whatever. And,
yeah.
He says, "Yeah, you know, maybe we ought to take the canal back there, back." Well, you know what somebody dug the story. What the real story is. He's evaded taxes down there, and the government confiscated his fucking hotel. And they had a video of the guy prying the name off of the building and everything.
Oh, Christ.
His bulbous nose is a little out of joint.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, unfucking believable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who we're dealing with here. Anyway, so what else? Oh, okay. We'll do that one. I'm going to upload another X-Mask song. Yeah. I got to keep an eye on the door, too, because I don't want Paulie to freeze out there.
Did you get snow yet?
No. No. Well, dusting.
We got it Saturday, I think.
We got it dusting. You know, nothing.
We got it bad, but it's melted away real quick. That's what I
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Wow. Okay. Yeah. You might have got the stuff. Yeah, Bogey up north. North of me, about an hour north. They got some snow.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. What was this auction? Okay. Yeah. This is an auction. In Britain, a spherical egg was auctioned off. How cool is that? Like a chicken egg that's perfectly round.
Nice.
I wonder why that is, man. Like, she didn't have to strain when she was looping it out. Kind of.
Like a stripper with ping pong balls.
I seen a movie like that one time.
Okay.
And, yeah. It was Candy Does Hollywood, I think. And
yeah.
It was the gal from the Plasmatics, and it was pool balls and stuff. It was kind of interesting. It was on a, you know, it was strictly for research.
Of course.
Yeah.
We'll find out on YouTube.
I was in college, doing a little research. Anyway, $250. Great. Almost perfectly spherical egg. I assume it's a chicken egg. They don't say. If it's a human egg, oh boy.
Uh-huh.
Beast. All right. Now, moving right along. Oh, here we go. Killjoys. Here's a killjoy. A driver was stopped in Wyoming for covering his car in Christmas lights. Oh, Mr. Scrooge. Dude, man. I guess it's against the law to have any other lights than the regulation turn signals and headlights and whatnot.
Well, I hate to sound like a buzzkill, but I agree with it. Fuck that.
Okay, what's your opinion of my one of my rear brake lights missing for about 3 months?
I got no problem with that.
No
problem with
that. I mean, the other one works and the one in the middle works.
There you go.
Because as long as that one in the middle works, you're good.
The light's not working doesn't bother me. Too many does.
My blinker works.
There you go. That's enough.
It's just the passenger side brake light. Now it was like I should have done it when I noticed it, because now it's like too fucking cold to go out there and fucking change the brake light, you know? Yeah.
I know.
Who the hell wants
my,
to do
my
that?
My side view mirror, about 7 years ago, my side view mirror broke off when I hit an empty trash basket. That's it. It just tapped it. And it broke it. So I got Gorilla Glue. And it worked perfect for about 7 years. But now it's starting to fall apart on me. Now it's cold out and everything.
Yeah. And the thing is, that now that it's cold, it's not a good time to glue shit back together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's still hanging on, so I'm, you know.
Well, keep a good thought.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's gonna be hanging soon.
Apple Cheek says, I hate the new lights on vehicles. They're so bright and make it hard to see the road.
Yeah.
Hey, freaking dadgum man.
Yep. Horrible. Should be outlawed.
I think we mentioned this before. I've flicked my brights on at some guy, and then he goes, katoosh, and flicks his on.
Okay.
Like his brights weren't on, but I'm going blind. I hate when a guy comes up behind you like he's being a pickup truck, and I got a low lane car.
Yeah.
And his brights the lights are right in your back window.
Yeah. Well.
Casting this huge shadow and everything.
You should carry a mirror, a big mirror in the back seat where you just raise it up and just blind themselves.
Oh, my. OMG.
That would be nice.
Fuck that. That would be nice. It will be nice.
Yeah, shine it right back
fucking
at him.
Mirror. Now. Did he mount? Oh, fuck yeah, man. Well, they're getting it. revenge will be sweet. Hey, more killjoys. In Oregon City, asks locals to stop putting googly eyes on sculptures.
Now that, I'm all for that. I mean, they should be putting googly eyes on that shit. Should be more googly eyes. I love
this.
It's
the statue with these deer, mama deer, the baby deer, and they got big googly eyes. Big googly eyes. Well,
I'm gonna need to buy a bag of those.
All right, killed. You know, wait. What is it? All right, Joy Boy. the city's already spent $1,500 removing googly eyes from sculptures. You know, it's all funny games. Well, yeah, because stainless steel requires strong solvents to remove the adhesive residue of googly eyes. And then they lose rust patches, and then they need chemical treatments, so the statues rust even. It's a terrible thing.
I got a solution. Leave them the fuck on.
Leave the googly eyes on. All right, I'm cool. I'm done with that.
As far as I'm concerned, that's art.
All right. Fair enough. the case goes to Mr. Gumby. And the googly eyes. And the googly eyes. what do we got here? Wow. Okay. A lot of this shit's been here for a while, so I don't remember what it is.
Ages.
The unhealthiest fast food sandwich in America isn't a Big Mac.
Yeah.
The 10 unhealthiest sandwiches.
Not your McRib, is it?
And the healthiest fast food sandwiches. 10 unhealthiest fast food sandwiches. Big Fish Sandwich Burger King. What?
I didn't even know they had fish sandwiches at Burger King.
Classic Smash Jack at Jack in a Box. Who the fuck goes there? Original. This one. Oh, original chicken sandwich at Burger King. Are you kidding me? I love that. Chicken sandwich classics. Popeye. Grilled cheese. Interesting that the chicken is the
big, I was just wondering that.
Bad boy. Because you don't get Big Mac till number 8, Whopper at number 9, and then Jumbo Jack. Well, we all knew this.
I thought it'd be more fish sandwiches. You never know with fish.
I would think fish and the chicken would be the good.
Okay.
Cows would be destroying
fish
plant.
Has to be kind of cooked properly, huh?
I don't know if that fish, like McDonald's fish, is that really fish? I don't know.
Yeah, it might not be, yeah.
Kind of. I don't know, waterfowl or something. Anyway, the world's oldest wild bird, I guess it's animal name, has laid an egg at age 74. Is that some wild stuff?
74-year-old bird?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's a
bird? Let alone.
A lazen albatross. You know, a seabird.
Albatross.
They tagged this bad boy, and they've been watching it for 60 or whatever, how long they said there, 74 years.
What flavors do they come in?
You'll have to ask the guy.
They don't come in flavors. It's a bloody seabird.
It's a bloody seabird. That was one of the first sketches I ever saw there, and I thought, what the fuck?
What an introduction to British humor.
Albatross. Okay. I'm gonna give this another chance, but wow. All right. black bear, animal news. A 510-pound black bear breaks a state record in Mississippi. And they're not killing these bad boys. This is a tagged bear. And
okay.
I guess they go after these tagged animals every so often, tranquilize them, and then weigh them and... jerk them off and check their sperm count. I don't know what the fuck they do to them. Have their way with them for a while. Take 51 videos
and
have
51 videos of them. Yeah.
Fucking this 510-pound bear in the old Wootska.
I should see that bear in the courtroom.
He goes, "Is that Bobby Kennedy back there?"
Bobby Kennedy keeps sneaking back in line.
Hey, whale pop, anybody? Whale pop? Whale pop? All right. Boom, boom, boom. Here we go. The Guinness World Records.
Yes.
World's Macarena dance. Who cares? Oldest couple to marry. That's kind of interesting. Oldest couple.
Why bother?
100,
I never got
101,
that.
100-year-old man and 102-year-old woman. Oh, a cougar. Sheesh. 100 years old. It'd take a Derek to get that motherfucker up. Boy, I'll tell you what. The longest living... What is this? German man attempts to break record for living underwater. Oh, fuck that.
Living underwater. Jesus.
Yeah, 59-year-old guy. He's got 322 square feet. It's got a toilet, TV, computer, bed, but it's underwater, dude.
There you go.
120 days under there.
Remember that movie, Tony Randall and Richard Dreyfuss?
Tony Randall?
Yep, and Richard Dreyfuss. Yeah, it's called Hello Down There. Got a family that moves to, you know, that's experimental, living underwater.
Another one. I know of, but never came across. All right. Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah, very young Richard Dreyfuss. Always playing the guitar, a little hippie guy.
All
right. Like 1969, 70, something like that.
Here's a German guy. He drinks liters of lemon juice and lime juice to reclaim his world record. We've been over this one before.
Yeah.
He's sucking lemon juice through a straw like an idiot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Pokemon cards, fuck you. smallest arcade. Oh, some guy invented the smallest arcade video game machine. Okay, big whoop. this is fucked up. In India, some guy was chainsawing. What the hell was it? Guy had a cucumber in his mouth, and the guy's chainsawing it down.
Oh, Jesus.
To get as close to his mouth as he fucking can.
Oh.
And he's blindfolded.
Oh, people are fucking... okay, Jesus. I thought
the guy
was
with the chainsaw. He's blindfolded.
The guy with the chainsaw. Oh, Christ. People are fucking morons.
There's no way I trust anyone on the planet. Put a blindfold and chainsaw a fucking cucumber coming out of my dang gob. That just ain't happening. It ain't happening. All right.
Nope.
I wish Ope was here. I mean, not Ope.
GT?
He's the strongest man on the internet. GT Trent,
GT.
GTO.
Yep.
I get the three letters. I get confused. a barbecue company cooked up 655 pounds of chicken wings. Now, I'm all for this.
Yeah.
655 pounds.
Never liked chicken wings.
Oh, get out of here.
And I can't stand barbecue sauce.
Oh! It's an infamia. Man.
I want to taste a dead animal, not some barbecue sauce.
Nah, that's the... Man, that's my ultimate goat munch.
Yeah.
Fucking bear and some wings, man. Ow, ow. Fuck yeah, that's living, dude. All right. In a related story, oh, this is related because of GTO. 106-year-old woman stays young and with positivity because of a shot of Fireball whiskey before bed every night.
Okay.
She all just right. turned 106, and she loves her shot of Fireball before bed.
Did they say how long she's been doing this little ritual?
She doesn't mention how long she's been doing it, but
okay.
She's
you
also
might not
a Bengals
to
fan.
Longevity, though.
She's
might
a
be
Bengals fan.
She just got into her. Kind of kicked some life into her.
she's a Bengals fan. She may be just disoriented, generally. They tell her it's Fireball. She's just sucking on some cinnamon or something. All right, well, this is our final. Well, at least for this week. No, we might have another show.
Right.
A blindfolded man executes 41 pickleball serves in 1 minute. Huh? An Idaho
blindfolded.
Man.
Oh, okay.
An Idaho.
All right, there you go. Our boy.
Owning a blindfold, performing 41 pickle serves in 1 minute.
Who's
that's
serving
cool.
it? Hollywood Hannon?
Nah, there's nobody over there. It's an empty court.
Oh,
but he's got to hit the ball in the section of the other court,
yeah. So
it counts as a serve. You know, he can't
okay.
hit it out of bounds or into the net.
I never
or
knew
something.
What pickleball is or whatever.
It's like a short paddle, and I'm not sure what the ball is like, but, you know, it's like front athletic people. tennis for unathletic people. Anyway, good for our pal.
All right.
David Rush. STEM education can go bite the head, as far as I'm concerned, I think. Because he never mentions it anymore.
Nah.
And there you have it.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
And now, back to our show.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
We've been sandblasted.
The whistle. I must have clicked the whistling thing there by mistake. All right. Well, whatever the fuck that was.
There you go.
Sorry about that, gang.
I was in the middle of my dancing.
Mongo only pawn. Caught us all by surprise.
I thought
That's
we were
cool.
disconnected. I thought Black Talk Radio pulled the plug.
Yeah, that's it, gang. Game over. Game over. Alrighty. Now, did I get my thing? Okay. You ready?
Wait on us.
Give me your shoe!
Pull the string.
And his clothes. He was dead.
That was a weird one, that was. You know what I was thinking during the 3 minutes?
What's
wouldn't
that?
It be great, wouldn't it be great if you could get the opening credits to White Christmas, the movie, and just play Jimmy over it?
I like it.
That would be a good video.
Bing Crosby and the other guy? Yeah.
Danny Kaye.
I mean, every time I hear Danny Kaye, they always say, he would steal everybody's laughs. Right. He didn't want anybody getting bigger laughs than him.
They were all pretty much that way.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Uh-huh.
And
that's old comedians. They always did that, yeah.
Milton Berle was one of those.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. The Mad, Mad World, he made sure he was the last to leave every scene.
The last guy in every shot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, but I don't know. For some reason, Danny Kaye had a bad rap on that. Seemed like a nice enough guy to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we've blown so much shit up.
We owe it all to Eddie X.
Yeah.
Eddie Xmas.
Eddie Xmas. I got one more for Christmas.
All right, later on.
One more blow up for Christmas.
I'm going to commence the yodel.
Homogenize. No! 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 No!
Weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
I don't know what the... Oh!
Oh, what?
I'm kidding. That's really...
You had, headphones on doing that, right? Paulie didn't hear all those dogs barking. He's going nuts over there.
Guess what? Updated version of a Possum Hour classic, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh. I'm intrigued.
Lolly lolly hop, in the tappity of the day, down in Chinatown. There I sat in a Chinese hat with a black man, yellow and brown. Blinky Blink Blue said, quiet, yes please. Packy Packy Poo will sing. And music night and day in an oriental way was played by Ling Ling Pling. Hola dee dee dee, hola dee dee dee, hola dee hola dee hola dee hola dee hola dee. Long pipe. To me he'd say in wink of time, why my nose is red and ripe. Blinky Blink Blue said, order please, then he shouted with a strain. My friend a Packy Boo wants to please tell you, we'll start to sing again.
For the Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, okay. Ever see that show?
No! Is that the one with Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
I gotta see that.
Yep. It's an HBO thing, man. It's hard to see unless you got HBO or something else. What else do they do?
I bet you they got DVDs down a library.
There you go.
Yeah, some of us have library cards. Yeah, that was good times, man, when the kids were little. We'd take them down a library, pick out some videotapes and books and whatnot. That's what we did as a family. I don't know if I can go back to the Bexley Library. I racked up some big finds over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my stepson checked out a Pee Wee's Playhouse video, and, well, I think I own it at this point. Anyway.
I've been binging that. I've never seen that before until recently. I started binging it.
Imagine how fun it was for me as a young guy with a kid.
Yep.
You know? It was just like right in the wheelhouse for that show. I couldn't wait to get home on Saturdays to watch that with the kids.
One of my favorite actresses was 6 years old doing that, Natasha Leone.
Really?
Yeah.
Darn.
About 6 or 7 episodes, and then I was reading IBM where they fired the kids because they were just too hard to control on the set.
Pretty darn good program, though.
Yeah.
I must say.
Not
well,
as good as that HBO special, though.
No, the HBO special, classic.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
Bless you,
Pee-wee. I got that on DVD.
Oh, yeah. I'm not wearing underpants.
Yeah. Amy said a girl that played Joan was a great actress, man. The one that acted like she was hypnotized.
For the longest time, I thought she was real.
Yeah, because how can you not laugh, especially with him screaming in her face?
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was great, yeah.
And I'll tell you who else was awesome. The Possum Lounge.
The Possum Lounge, baby.
Rolling Rock.
Thanks for checking in on us.
Yeah, I hope this isn't the
up.
Last chew.
Yep.
I mean, by all rights, we should have one goddamn more show.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Paulie, what do you need, baby? What's the matter, honey? Whining about something. But anyway, thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes, thank you, Possums.
It was fun, man. Like I said, I'm going to miss this.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to miss this. The American
Big
people
time.
Are going to miss this. It's all your fault, Uncle Bobo. Rolling Rock.
Water.
That musky guy, too. The musky guy.
Yeah.
The Bond villain. Yep. He's like a poor man's Bond villain. Or a rich man. He's just a milquetoast Bond villain. He's like one of them Bond villains. You go, he ain't no Goldfinger, that's for sure.
Bond will kick his ass.
Yeah. All right, man.
See him petting a
cat.
Oh,
got to beam out. Shit. All right, well, have a great week. I hope we can see you next week, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. You ready, Scotty?
Hi, laddie.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize! That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go. Oh,
just
nice.
Just left it at that. Just left it at that.
Fill that one up.
Tommy! All right, man. Well, I hope this isn't the last one. Well, I really like the beer started kicking in like in the last third of the show. I hope I wasn't out of hand, man.
Not at all.
I had it going on in the beginning, though. I was right there.
We had a good show. But, I liked it. I had a good time with this one.
I don't know what that thing in the middle was. I think that was an old Ford file or something.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Giant blast.
I don't.
I love that. Hello, I must be going. That's something.
Oh, yeah. On the nosy. All right, man. Well, I'm getting all misty eyed. Oh, yeah. The clamp.
Yeah.
Not really. It's so fun, man. I'm gonna miss it, man. I need a whole new life, man. Like, all the dudes I used to talk to are dead, and the show's dead.
Yep.
What the fuck am I gonna do, man? They start talking to chicks again.
There you go.
I don't have any chicks I talk to. I got one chick sends me dirty texts once in a while. Well, not even dirty anymore. Yeah.
That's because you're not getting dirty back at her, are you?
Yeah. I got to up my naughty game, I guess.
I can never do that.
I'm not in the mood anymore, man. Should hit me up about 15, 20 years ago. Oh, I was in my wheelhouse.
I could go for a sleeping French woman right now.
There you go. Ooh la la. Huh? Jeez. Well,
even the bear sounds like a little excitement for me now.
I think RFK Jr. was in line for the French gal, too, though.
They get around there, Kennedy.
He brought some whale meat.
There you go.
All right, man. Well, hopefully we'll do it again next week.
Yep, hopefully.
All right, Chief. Happy New... Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yep.
Yeah, and all that. And all that shit.
Happy Crimble.
Happy Crimble. Kind to one another.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And tip good. Always
there
tip
you go.
Good. Always tip good. All right.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.